Mizachat Prisus Dar Gimel Mishnah Aleph Amru Lo Achal Tachela. Maybe Chata. If two Edom or even only one Edom tell somebody that he ate Chela B'Shege, that it's high to bring a Korban, as there is a Chiyat Kar for eating Chela B'Mezid and a Chiyat Chata for eating it B'Shege. In such a case, they have Nemanis and he would have to bring a Chata. Even if it's only one Edom that is made, he has Nemanis. The Torah gives Nemanis to one Edom to Mechayev somebody a Korban, so therefore he has to bring a Chata. Now that which he has to bring a chata is only if he is shut up. He doesn't respond to the words of the aid or the edom. But if he denies it, or even if he says any odeya, in such a case he would not have to bring a korban, as the Torah only gave nemana to the aid or edom to mechayev somebody a korban if the person does not deny it or doesn't say any odeya. Edom er acha, the edom er lo acha. Isha omer et acha, the isha omer et lo acha. Maybe asham tala. If one aid is made that he ate chela, the other aid said he did not eat chela, the second aid contradicted the first aid. Or even if an Isha says he ate chela, as even an Isha has an amanus to mechayev somebody a korban. And a different Isha was machish, denied what the first Isha said and said that he did not eat chela in such a case. Since it's a safek, we don't know who to believe, so therefore he has to bring an ashram tali. An ashram tali is brought any time somebody is mesukah, whether he was an over an avera, in which there is a chiyav chatos for. Now, that which you have to bring an ashram tali is only if the two edom that contradicted each other came to Bezin at the same time, so therefore we don't know who to believe. But if one aid came to Bezin first and was made that he ate chela, in such a case, that aid has nemanis, since the Torah gave nemanis to an aid achat to mechayev somebody a korban. And then after that, a different aid came in and contradicted the edus of the first aid, the second aid would not have nemanis. We would believe the first aid, and he would have to bring a korban. The reason being, is that we have a klal called makom shehimina Torah eid echad hareu kishnai. Any time the Torah gave nemanis to one aid, that aid had a din as if he was two aidim. And the Torah gave nemanis to one aid to be made that somebody is chayav a korban. So therefore, since he has nemanis like two aidim, a single aid cannot contradict what he said. When two aidim are made, if only one aid is machis what the two aidim said, that other aid does not have nemanis, as one aid is not believed against two. So therefore, in this case also, since the first aid that came to Bezin had nemanis like two aidim, a single aid that contradicts him would not have nemanis. But we're talking about in a case where the two aidim came to Bezin at the same time and contradicted each other. So since they came at the same time, the one who was made that he's chayav a korban does not have a din like two aidim, since at the very same time a different aid contradicts what he said. So therefore, it's considered a suffix, and he would bring an ashram tali. Again, in this case, we're talking about where he does not deny his shasak. But if he denies it, he says, I did not eat chela, or he says any odea, he would not have to bring a korban. He would not have to bring an ashram tali in this case. If an aid is made that somebody ate chela and he denies it, he says, I didn't eat chela, he is pasur. As we said, an aid does not have nemanis unless the person is shasak, he is quiet and doesn't respond. But if he denies it, the aid does not have nemanis. And so too, if he says any odea, I don't know. Also in such a case, he would not have to bring a korban. Rabbi Meir Machat. If two Edom are made that he ate chelev, and he denies and says, I did not eat chelev, in such a case, Rabbi Meir is Machayev, the person to bring a korban, even though he denies it, since there were two Edom that are made that he ate the chelev. Amar Rabbi Meir, and he viu shnayim lemisa chamura, lo yiviu the korban akam. Rabbi Meir said to the Chacham, as the Chacham argued with Rabbi Meir, they hold that even two Edom cannot be Machayev somebody to bring a korban if the person denies it. Rabbi Meir said, if two Edom are believed to be Mechayev somebody Misa Chamur, to be Mechayev somebody Misa Bebezdin, if they're made that somebody did not bear in which there is a Chi of Misa's Bezdin, they're believed. Lo Yaviyu, Le Korban HaKal, they shouldn't be believed to be Mechayev somebody a Korban, which is Ka, which is not as Chamur as Misa. Certainly, two Edom should be believed to be Mechayev somebody a Korban. Amruzo, Ma'am Yirta Loimar Mezid HaYidi. Chacham responded to Rabbi Meir, what would you say in such a case that he does not deny what Edom said, just he simply says, yes, I did eat the chela, but I did it the Mezid. In such a case, of course, Edom cannot be Machayev from a Korban, and there is no Chi of Korban for eating chela the Mezid. And Edom cannot be made whether he did it B'Shegig or Mezid, as Edom cannot possibly know whether he ate it the Mezid or B'Shegig. All they saw was that he ate it. They don't know whether he did it on purpose or by mistake. So therefore, in such a case that he says, I ate it the Mezid, he would not be Chayev a Korban, since there is no chi of korban for doing an avera of the mezid. So therefore, the chacham hold also in such a case that he denies it completely and says lo achati, that the edom cannot be mechayev from a korban. The reason being is that even where he says lo achati, we assume what he meant to say was lo achati b'shaygeg. I didn't eat it b'shaygeg, but I did eat it the mezid. As since it's possible that's what he meant, that when he said lo achati, he meant I didn't eat it b'shaygeg, I ate it the mezid, and therefore I'm not chayev a korban. So therefore, the two eda cannot be mechayev mechorban even in such a case. Somebody who ate chelet two times in one helam, meaning to say without knowing in between that he did not bathe. He ate chelet b'shoigeg, and then without realizing that he did so, he again ate a kezayis of chelet b'shoigeg. He's only chayav to bring one chatas, even though he ate two different kezayim of chelet, since it was behelam echas without any idea in between that he did not bathe. The Torah is only mechayev him to bring one korban for both kezayim of chelet. Achal chelet v'dam v'noiser u'pigo behelam echas. Chayav akol echad v'echad. But if in one helam he eats chelet and then he eats dam, then he eats noiser, basa from karchen that was left over after the lot of time, and then in the same helam he eats pigo, basa from karchen in which the shkita or one of the other avodas was done, with the machshavas chutz l'zmana, that there's a chiyuv kares for eating the basa, in such a case, his chayav a separate korban, a separate chiyuv chatzos for each iser that he ate, even though it was all eaten behelam echad without knowing in the interim that he did in avera, since they are different isurim to the separate korban for each avera that he did. This is a chumrah that we find for somebody that ate minim harbe, a lot of different types of isurim in one helam, that we don't find by min echad, by somebody who eats the same isur two times in one helam, that if you eat minim harbe behelam echad, you chayav a separate korban for each one, as opposed to if you eat min echad, the same isur two times in one helam, you only chayav to bring one korban for both kedatim of isurim that you ate. We find a chumrah by somebody who eats the same isur twice that we don't find by somebody who eats two different isur. Shem achol kechati zayis, v'chazar v'achol kechati zayis, min echad chayav. Somebody who eats half a kezayis of an isur, and there is no chiyuv chatzos for eating only half a kezayis, you only chayav a chatzos if you eat an entire kezayis of an isur. And then he went ahead and ate another half kezayis of the same isur. And he ate the second half of kezayis, but tov kedei achilas pras of the first kezayis, within the amount of time it takes to eat four beitzim. In such a case, those two half kezayim would be mistar, they would combine to form an entire kezayis, and therefore he's chayav to bring a korban chatzos. And since they're both from the same isur, they combine to be mechayav and mechatzos. But if somebody eats half the kezayis of one isur, for example, chelet, and then betov kedei achilas pras to eat another half kezayis from a different isur, for example, dam, those two half kezayim would not be mistar. They would not combine to form a kezayis and mechayev him a korban chatzos, as you only chayev to bring a chatzos if you eat an entire kezayis from the same isur. But in this case, he did not eat an entire kezayis from the same isur, so therefore he's pater from bringing a korban chatzos.